Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her, and he approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and immediately she waited on them. When it was evening, after the sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before the dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, thank you all for being here today to take time out of your schedules to pray. Wow. Yeah, we do a lot of other stuff. Some of the best things we can do is to turn to God who loves us, who's always aware. A lot of people have a bad concept of God. He's going to get even with me. He doesn't like me. I'm a big sinner, and he doesn't like us sinners. No. Get that out of your head right now. I mean, if you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, what does Jesus do? He goes to sinners like me and you. Yeah, he goes to regular folks. Who are the people he didn't go to? The big shots. They were close. They had it all figured out. So, if you don't have it all figured out, and you feel like you're unworthy, you're a sinner, you're whatever you think you are, if you think you're a sinner, you're in the right spot. Because he comes to love us. God's absolutely amazing. He's just the opposite of what we usually think he is. He's total love. Total love. Anyway, good to be here. Marge, good to have you here. I'm glad it could be back. I know we spent time with your Earl, and Gene and I would coming to visit your home there. And Earl couldn't be here today. He just got back last night from Africa, and he's shot. It's a long trip. But I know he wants me to tell you that he and Gene are with you and your family today. So it's also great. Gene and Marge, and Gina, Angie, and Joe, John, and Father McManus, in his goodness and his expertise, has got us all wired here with, what do you call it?
It's streaming live.
Oh, my gosh. Streaming live, whatever that means. Anyway, so anyway, thank you, Father. You took time to do it, and was very attentive to Greg in the hospital. So, Father, I know the family appreciates your kindness very, very much. So that's good. Well, we read the gospel today. This is the same gospel we will hear this weekend at all the masses this weekend. The gospel of Jesus coming to cure the mother-in-law of St. Peter. Goes in the house. So let's take a moment and open up our minds and hearts. Maybe God's going to talk to me today. Maybe he can talk to you. If he is, hey, Lord, I'm all ears. I need it. I hear everybody else, and I don't know who to believe anymore, but I know I can believe you. So, yeah. Yeah, let's open up our hearts for just a second. Ask the Lord to open up our ears to his message. Yeah, I really love this gospel because it tells us a couple things about John, believe it or not, and the situation. First of all, the gospel is about a family setting. Jesus comes into the home of Simon Peter, his wife, his brother Andrew, and of course his mom. And there may be other family members living there as well. You got to, folks, they don't live like we do here. I just, with our friends Earl and others, just got back from Africa last night. They don't live anything like we do. No. Their homes are so, not even as big as a sanctuary. They got a whole bunch of people living there. But that's fine. They're okay. They don't complain. They're happy people. Same thing here. This is a very small house. All these people live there. Family. And Jesus loved that, families. He came into a family home. Same thing here with John. John was crazy about his family. Loved his family hugely. Grandkids. Loved them. Would do anything for them. Went to all their ball games. Do all kinds of things for the grandkids. That was his love. In fact, when he was asked, the doctor asked him, John, what's your main value? He'd say, my family. So that's it. He had it right. He had it right. I wish everybody had it right. I wish everybody were committed to their families. Good. Number one. Good. And number two, he was, I don't know if you guys knew this about him or not, he was kind of stubborn. Did you ever pick up that on John Wool, on the stubborn side of things? Okay. Well, I mean, that can be bad and good, right? But if you're stubborn about good things, good, fantastic. One of the things he was stubborn about was church. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Uh-huh. It pays off at the end. Yep. John would never miss Mass, even after he joined the church. Several years, 1970 or something like that, I forget. That he went through the process of becoming Catholic, learned about it. You don't become Catholic overnight. You got to learn. And if you learn it and you like it and accept it, great. Join it. If you learn it and all that and you don't quite think it fits your life, don't join. We don't ever force anybody into the Catholic Church. If you learn about it and you think, I'm not quite sure I like this stuff, we say, you follow God in the way He's leading you, not here. Right. So he did. He was very stubborn about that. That was great. And the thing about it is, it always pays off. You can't outdo God in generosity, right? So what happens in this gospel? Jesus comes into the house, walks in. He's present there, right? His mother-in-law. He's present. Same way with John. He was present with John in the person of his family, person of the good priest, Father McManus, myself, the home, and when I saw him up at Lutheran there, that was it. God will never let us outdo him in generosity. You can forget that one. You give God an inch, he'll take a mile. He loves us. He loves us. So what does Jesus do? Reaches out and grabs your hand. Touches her. He didn't have to. He could just say, get up. He had to touch her because he's human. Jesus is human and divine, God and man both, in one person, Jesus Christ. So he reaches out and touches her hand, pulls her up. Same way with John. The touch of Jesus in the Catholic Church is what we call the sacraments, or some people call it the last rites, the holy oil we place upon the forehead and on the hands, the prayers we say. That is the touch of Jesus. And that's what we did with John. Yeah. Anointed him. Then I gave him Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Yeah. Wow. That's it. Jesus came to John, lying in bed there, just like Peter's mother-in-law, lying in bed. Jesus doesn't say, John, I hope you feel better. Reaches out, touches him with the sacraments, the touch of Jesus. Wow, nothing like it. So that's a great example for all of us. Great example for all of us. Yeah, to trust in the Lord, to follow him. So I hope we can all take a kind of a cue from John's life. If you're stubborn, it's not a bad idea. Be stubborn about the right things. Sure, cool, that's cool. Yeah. And follow his lead. Follow the lead of God. Jesus loves everybody here. Tremendously. And get that stuff out of your head. He doesn't love me. No, that's not true. That's the devil talking to you. He wants you to think that. It's wrong. All we got to do is say, okay, Lord, what's my next step? That's what John did. Back in 1970. Okay, Lord, my daughters have been bugging me about going to church, right? And so, John, very smart man, Lord, what's my next step? He thought, well, get going, check out the church. If it's the right fit, it'll fit. He checked it out, it fit. So that's what I have to ask myself. And you can ask yourself, Lord, what's my next step? I want it to be in your direction. It's the only one that counts when the day comes, and it'll come for all of us. It's the only thing that counts. I want my step to be in your direction. I know you love me, and I know you'll guide me. You ask him, guess what? He'll do it. You say, Lord, guide me. Put my feet in the right direction. If you say that sincerely, and you keep praying it, he'll do it, absolutely. So we praise God for John, the great example he gives us, the example he's given us of taking a step in the right direction.
Jake, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he now be admitted into the company of saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our brother who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised upon the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family and friends of our brother, that they may be consoled in their grief by the Lord who wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our deceased relatives and friends, and for all who have helped us, that they may have the reward of their goodness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising again, that they may see God face to face, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us assembled here in the worship of faith, that we may be gathered again in God's kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Greg, who bears the cross of pain and is in the hospital, know this, the Lord is with you and never will forsake you. Although you're not with us physically, we know that you are spiritually, and all of us here today pray that you will get well soon. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you aren't listening to these prayers, but Father, hear also the little prayers that we whisper in our hearts during this Holy Mass, during this time of prayer. Hear them, Father, and answer them in your goodness. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Now we're going to prepare the altar for Mass. We'll bring up the bread and wine, so you can all be seated for that.